Welcome to Showdown. I'm Mark Kaysen. It is Tuesday. Just had to look at that for a second and make sure that that's what it really is, because I'll tell you, things are happening so quickly. But that's okay. That's the way the world is supposed to be. Really, really fast-paced, and we are. So, it is Tuesday the 12th. 4:01, and Donald Trump is the president of the United States. So I'd have to say or ask you, do you know where your children are? Be careful. It's a little dangerous. No, actually, it's a lot dangerous. And we're going to be joined here any minute by a good friend of the program, and that is Amy Carter, and she is going to talk to us about Trump. Now, be assured, this is not that Amy Carter. You know, it's not Jimmy's Amy. This is our Amy. And, I think you'll find this interesting. Because, you know, I have this microphone every day and I can mouth off about everything that's happening. And I'm wondering about that switch. Is that, I don't know. Okay. Okay. Just, you know. Minor glitches. We changed studios so that it would be more comfortable. Anything? Yeah. Okay. I'll fix it. But no, it's all right.
They can still hear you. They
yeah. So I just everything. Been turned into Michelle Obama, but that's all right. Things happen. In fact, there's Joe. Good work. Okay. And now we're on another planet. Oh, there I am. I'm back. Okay. We're fine here. This is all good, Joe. It's fun. You know, typically in radio, these things have happened over the years and you just live with it. It's no problem. There you go. You got me in there again. In the meantime, I know there was some bad traffic that Amy was facing. That's what's going on. Let me talk to you about a few things that are worthy of conversation when Amy gets here. First of all, there's this issue of how the swing states have turned out in the Senate elections compared to what happened with Donald Trump. And the answer is, let's see who's looking for me. Yeah, crazy people. Okay, we'll turn that sound down. So let's see if we can get rid of that mess. Okay, so it's this question of why Donald really outdid the people who he was running with. And, you know, I've asked so many regular just individuals, voters, how is it that the United States could vote for a man who, first of all, has been adjudicated to be a rapist? They went to court, and after all was said and done, the judge explained that the jury found that Donald had raped this woman, E. Jean Carroll. He raped her. Now, here's the thing. Let's say that Kamala had had a relationship with a minor. Do you think that she would have been on the ballot? Do you think anybody would have been talking about her? Do you think she would have had a chance? Now, I know there are people who say that Joe Biden did this and that, which, nah, he didn't, because it all surrounds his daughter, and his daughter says none of it's true. So, yeah. Okay, and the word is she's almost here. Anyway, look. If Kamala did anything that was remotely close to what Donald has done, well, she couldn't have been in the election at all. Nor could anybody else have. And in fact, nobody in certainly modern times could have done this. No one. And yet, Donald is not only there, he won. Now, I know why he won, and I've said this so many times. But this is the truth. This is a fact. Donald had a program on television for 10 years. Television is very powerful. And here is what came out of it. It's sort of the Marcus Welby effect. If you were in trouble, if your right side was in a lot of pain and everybody thought it was appendicitis, would you ask Marcus Welby to take out your appendix? Or would you ask Robert Young to take out your appendix? And the answer is, of course not, because you know he couldn't do it. It's an act. And Donald Trump, I mean, for whatever it's worth, is an actor. Maybe not even a very good one, but he's an actor. He pretends to be a successful businessman. Now, we all know that everything he touches falls apart. And he did this in his first term. And people do not seem to remember at all. It's like they're hypnotized by the television show and by the theory that this guy is some kind of a tremendous deal maker. And that because of this unique ability that he's got, which, you know, we know he doesn't have, he made no deals with anybody, ever. Certainly not in the United States government, but he did it on television, told people they were fired. Yeah. But here's the deal. He's gotten himself in so much trouble along the way, from impeachments to indictments to convictions to fines in the hundreds of millions of dollars, rape, fraud. Honestly, do you believe that all of these things have gone on and poor Donald has done nothing? It's all bad people pointing their fingers at a man who has done nothing wrong. It's just a regular nice guy romping through American politics, meaning no harm to anyone, just sort of hanging out and trying to do nice things, and somehow everybody is out to get him. And by the way, everybody's out to get him. It's not supposed to even matter because he's so incredibly excellent that everything should just bounce off. Shouldn't be any indictments to get him. Shouldn't be anything. But somehow, Everything gets him, as it did prior to becoming president of the United States, because they got him all the time in his business career as well. But having said all of that, I got a little bit of a head start on you, Amy. Unfair in a way, but hey, it's okay. A little traffic. But we're all here. Now, you've got to come up all the way to the microphone. You see where I am? Yeah, you got to eat that thing. It's just the way it is. It's sort of like radio. And yeah, but it's a mic you got to be on top of.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how. Okay, so first of all, I did say that Amy Carter would be here. And I said, not that Amy. Not that Amy Carter.
Not that Amy.
Not that one. So again, all the way up here. You got to believe me when I tell you. Yeah, pull that thing. Lift it up. There you go. Lift it up more.
You know, no one's
there
ever...
you go. There you go. Okay. You'll get used to it. Look, I'm, you know, I don't even know it's there. Okay. So Amy Carter. So tell us a little about you, Amy. I mean, we've had you on the air numerous times, but, you know, what do you do for a living, and you know, how did you even get here?
Well, originally I am from this area, so I'm originally from Madison County, just on the other side of the Mississippi River in Illinois. I moved to Florida and then found myself up near Chicago on the Indiana side, so the greater Chicago area. So I've had quite the eclectic moving around the country and experiencing the different areas. And so I've lived in a very Democratic area. I've lived in some conservative areas, and I've lived in some... a little bit of both. I am not working at the moment. I just finished up my EMT school. About 2 years ago, I did what's called the Multi-Agency Academy, which is a firefighter academy. So I have my mandatory firefighter. I'm not actually serving as a firefighter at the moment. I don't know if I will.
So in other words, if I keep lighting these matches over here, eventually you'll protect me.
Maybe.
Good. Okay, that's good. I just wanted to be sure of that.
I'm supposed to. Okay. So yeah, I guess I should do that.
Thank you.
Other than that, I have really just served my purpose as a stay-at-home mom. And I've not only raised my own three children, but I've taken in about seven other children until their adulthood. And so I'm just kind of, you know, I just take in strays.
Oh my, that's a lot of kids.
Other than that, medical. I've been in the medical.
And how old are your kids?
My oldest.
I'm nosy.
That's so, okay. Yeah. It's okay. I know. My three children. I have my oldest is 20. He just turned 34.
Oops. Oh my. Okay.
Yeah. So my oldest is 34, and then I have two daughters. My middle daughter has my two grandchildren. She's 25, 26 this year. And then I have a 22-year-old daughter. My 22-year-old daughter was living in this area until about a few months ago. So I come down here often to visit. And so that's why I have mutual friends with you.
Right. Jim Maudlin?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. He married my best friend.
Oh, very nice. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that Jim was allowed to get married. That's a good thing. You know, I heard rumors of things, but, you know, that he was too mean. But at any rate.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear it. I was hopeful for him. So now.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
He has a beautiful wife and several beautiful children. And
I know he's got some kids. I've seen those on Facebook. He loves his kids.
They definitely live the Brady Bunch lifestyle.
Sure.
Got a lot coming from different directions.
Absolutely.
And he just became a grandpa too.
Okay. And I've got four grandchildren.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
They're the best thing in the world.
Yeah, well they're good. The kids are good. Mm-hmm. I always tell people, you know, kids are great until after one. Because after one, they'll never listen to you ever again.
No. No, they don't.
No. I mean, 50, they won't listen. No. I don't care. Doesn't matter. They won't listen.
Two of my children are liberal.
Yeah. See? That's a good thing.
You do the best you can.
Yeah, you've sometimes. Apparently done a great job. I'm very pleased.
A majority of the other are military or alike. So I would say they're more conservative.
Yeah, but you know, the funny thing about that, that's an interesting thing that we've gone through in this country as far as where the military is, because look at John Kelly. I mean, John Kelly is a 4-star general, one of the most highly regarded military leaders in the history of the United States. And is he conservative? They say he is. He says he is. But he said that Donald Trump is Hitler.
I don't really like it when anyone says that. I think that that is a nasty way to describe anyone.
It's not nice, but
it's not nice to compare people to Hitler.
It's a pretty bad name.
Yeah, and I don't think he deserves that. He did not earn it. He is not a genocidal maniac. He's
well, we don't know yet.
He's our president. Is what he is.
We don't know yet whether he's a genocidal maniac, but we know this much. We know that a man who people trust a tremendous amount, that's John Kelly,
mm-hmm.
says that Trump told him, praised Hitler to him. Okay, that's what he said. People that you talk to say there's no way John Kelly would lie.
Well, I don't think it's a lie. Opinions aren't truth or lie. Opinion is just that. It's what you perceive, and that's his opinion.
Well, but you can't praise Hitler.
Oh, well, no, but no. But listen, I think everyone that's ever lived has a history, has left something behind. And even though Hitler was a very disgusting human being, as we all very well know, he was extremely he was genius. He, you know, I mean, he just lost his way somewhere. He became too genius, I guess. You know, they say there's a fine line between insanity and genius.
Well, the funny thing about that is that Louis Farrakhan, you know him?
I do not.
Okay. Louis Farrakhan, very famous black Muslim leader.
Okay.
Often said that Hitler was an evil genius. And guess yeah. what? Guess what? Everybody said that you could never talk ever again. I'm talking about white people. You could never talk ever again to Farrakhan. He's a horrible man because he said the word genius in any way close to Hitler, even though he said evil. I'm just telling you, that's you just know, reporting. So
I'm a very open-minded person. I look at everything everybody says, and I micro-dice it, you know, and break it down and make sure I'm taking it in context. And I think a lot of times, unfortunately, that's the issue, is people are taking these small paraphrases and they're turning it into their own opinion. And that's one of the major breakdowns in our media right now. That's one of the breakdowns in our country. Well, if not the world.
Yeah. Well, let's say this much, and I think you'll agree on this, that Donald has said that he will begin the greatest mass deportation in the history of the United States. Is that true?
I believe he will.
And he says he will.
Absolutely.
Okay. So, yeah.
I mean, if you there are a lot listen of people to Homan, who he just yeah, he right. just enlisted as his new, he was ICE, but now he's going to be, you know, he's in a much better position where he can have a lot more authority, and I'm 100% for it because I'm against the impunity that's going on right now. I'm not in agreement with the way that not only the illegal immigrants are invading our country, but not to mention the elite Democrats that are holding their hands saying, hey, we left the back door open for you. It's gotten even worse. They're flying them into the port authorities and saying, hey, we let you in so you can stay. And as far as I'm concerned, 100, and we've discussed this, but I don't think I've said it this way before, 100% of all illegal immigrants are criminals. And it is because they are breaking the law, they're committing a crime that makes them criminals. It is unconstitutional. And any of the governing authorities that are allowing this are also partaking in criminal activity. We can't deny that. Now, I understand that there are a lot of bleeding hearts out there, and I think I don't like to use that as a negative term, but in this particular conversation, I think a lot of people say, well, it's kind to let these people in. The world needs immigrants. Of course they do. I don't think there's many people in this country that are against immigration. legal immigration. We're against illegal immigration. We're against people coming into this country, not paying their taxes, not being part of the draft, not being a part of a positive part of society, a positive, productive societal member like we have to be. And if we were to leave this country and walk across the Canadian border, what would happen to us or any other country in this world? It is unacceptable. And there are reasons, not because people aren't being kind, not because people don't want immigrants, but because people need to be vetted before they're allowed into another country. And that goes for, I mean, you try to get a job at McDonald's, they do background checks. I mean, it's just, that's what we have to go through. They should have to do that too. I'm 100% for them coming here.
So think about this. And I understand a little bit of what you're saying. So on one hand, we could say we're going to make it legal for you to be here and for you to come in.
Mm-hmm.
We need to vet you.
Absolutely.
So you're going to need to go somewhere where we're going to vet you. We're going to find out if you're any kind of a criminal.
Why wouldn't you do that before they get here?
Well, but wait, but they're here. Not only are they here, but millions are people that came here 1 year old, 2 years old.
Their parents brought them knowing
their parents
what they
brought,
were doing.
Their parents brought them here illegally.
Mm-hmm.
And so the kids have now lived here 20, 25, 30 years. They're illegal because we've never made it legal. We could have, but they don't know any language
they
but English.
Could have.
Hang on. They don't know any language but English. They don't know about these other countries. They've never been to another country. The only thing they know is the United States of America. And do we want to take them and dump them somewhere dangerous in the world where they would be stuck having done nothing wrong?
Mark, the world's it's not a perfect place. And it's not always kind. It's not always fair. But what it boils down to is what's right and what's wrong. Do we want to help other people? Absolutely. These young adults that you say that are over 18, they've probably had plenty of time to do the right thing and become citizens in this country, have they not?
They weren't allowed. If they had turned themselves in, they were going to be deported.
But only
Obama saved them with the DACA program, and so here they're stuck.
Are we talking about children that were born in this country
No.
or people that came here
they came here 1-2 years old,
they
3 years
old. They
have to go
home.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not fair. It's not
this
nice.
This is their home.
It is, but it's legally not. Yeah. And I mean, I think that there should be some considerations in situations like that. And I do believe that even Holman has said there's several different things that he has suggested. And it's a work in progress. I think that even the Biden-Harris administration is claiming that they're trying to do the deportation as well. Why is it okay for them to say that, but not for Trump say it?
Well, guess what? It's not. And I've made this point throughout the entire election. I've had people from the Democratic Party come on the air with me, many.
Mm-hmm.
And they're afraid to say the truth, which is that these immigrants are really good people, and we should not only keep them here, but we should have more coming in, like Reagan said. But they're afraid to say it because they think that they'll lose elections. And in fact, turns out, looks like they were right.
I have to disagree. I believe that, there are a lot of immigrants here. And it would be nice if the ones that are the good, as you say, could stay. Unfortunately, because we don't know their background and we don't, it's just not right. Okay. And here's some statistics for you. Last I checked, the safety alone, not just for the Americans, which is mostly my concern. My concern is for all humans. And do you know that almost 25% of all females that cross the border illegally are raped, if not worse? That's a quarter of all women that cross that border. And I'm not even talking about the children. I'm just saying females.
So why don't we protect them?
They need to protect themselves.
Well,
if they can't, then they have to ask for help. I mean, this country was not always the country that it is today. I mean, no country has started, you know, every country has had its issues and had to work through the kinks, and that's what we need to do. But until that happens, it is not our responsibility to hope for the best and hope that the millions of undocumented immigrants in this country are good. We can't take that risk with our children and our females and our jobs and our economy.
But the statistics actually show that they are extremely safe and that they commit the lowest percentage of crimes of any group of people in this country.
Because we don't know who they
are. They're not getting caught.
They don't have fingerprint tests here for illegal immigrants because we don't know who they are.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what.
So a crime is committed, they're going to get away with it.
Okay. So I'll tell you what. Let's assume that's true.
It's true.
No, it's not. I don't believe it, but let's assume it's true. And now my next question is, how is it that somebody who is absolutely a criminal.
Now my next question is.
Okay, careful there.
How is it?
Got to turn that sound down. Yeah. So here's the thing. We know that there's a criminal among us. In fact, if you took him to the mall, he couldn't get hired at a t-shirt company. Couldn't get hired at the fast food restaurant. Couldn't get hired anywhere. In fact, they'd follow him around the mall and make sure that he was out of there before anything. I mean, they would be fearful because this is a felon. Couldn't get a job. Couldn't work at McDonald's. Okay? Couldn't serve you a hamburger. Okay?
I would take a hamburger from him.
But It would be McDonald's wouldn't do it.
I did hire him.
McDonald's wouldn't do it, okay? Because they don't hire felons. So explain to me. You're so worried about, you know, who is legal and who is fair. I'm just asking. This guy has broken the law. 34 felony convictions.
Well,
not to mention,
you know where I'm
going
to go with that.
Not to mention rape.
You know where I'm going to go with that.
That you don't believe in the United States judicial system.
Well, I do to a certain extent.
Oh, to a certain extent. That's a problem.
I think there's
kinks
in every system.
We're supposed to believe all the way.
You know, I think that there are kinks in every system. There's always going to be. Nothing's perfect. And
hello, Jim Maudlin.
Hi, Jim.
And by the way, we're excited to know that you are married.
I already told him.
True.
Yeah.
And
I know you got great kids. I know that. But married? Wow.
I know.
It's exciting.
Choking.
Okay.
24 years.
No, that's cool. She must be some kind of a saint.
Sorry, Jim. Just kidding.
Sorry. Yeah. Yeah.
She is, though.
Okay. I believe it. Okay. So, yeah. Somebody tell me. I mean, this man that we're talking about. And by the way, here's listen to this. And I've already, like I said, I got an unfair head start. But here's the deal. Everybody, every direction you go, everybody says he's lying, he's stealing, he rapes women, he doesn't pay his bills. I mean, he's, you know, got all these convictions. He owes $500 million to the state of New York for defrauding insurance companies and banks. He owes $100 million to E. Jean Carroll because he raped her. So here's the thing. Why is it that everywhere he goes, he's accused of all of these things? I mean, is it possible that with all of these accusations that come from every direction, that maybe he did something?
That's absolutely possible.
Okay,
sure. I mean, I'm not all knowing.
Okay.
Nobody's raping E. Jean Carroll. Sorry.
No, I just don't believe for a second. Listen, I'm a woman and I know exactly how easy it is because I have been around other women that are not the most honest, and anyone can make any claim at any time on anyone, especially if they're multimillionaire, if not billionaire. That's a good payday. And guess what? She got paid. But we have seen the women that Trump pulls in. By the way, several of them were black. Just wanted to point that out. And I would be very surprised.
Yeah, Amorosa says he's horrible. She's black.
Yes.
Says he's a horrible person.
But she is also, I watched that show, and I can tell you that she is in no position to make that judgment. I've watched her.
Yeah, and I haven't watched the show, so, I mean,
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I don't know. I never watched it. Maybe it was a good show. Was it a good show?
I enjoyed it. I wouldn't say it was a great show. I mean, it's basically a reality game show, but it was fun. It was interesting to see a man of his stature coming down to, you know, a celebrity level or up to a celebrity level, whichever way you want to look at it. I don't really look at celebrities that way. But it was fun to see that he had that real side to him, that he could have fun and be quirky and quick with his wit, which he is quick with his wit. One thing that I do enjoy about him. But I would like to say that as far as all the convictions and all of the things that people are claiming right now, it is my opinion, and I think a majority of the country would agree, that a lot of those convictions were based on baloney, drummed up by the Democratic elites trying to shut him down and shut down the election.
Yeah. And by the way, how about this? He has never, ever gone in front of a jury and been found not guilty. Never.
A lot of things have been dropped.
He paid $25 million for fine for defrauding people in that fake college that he had.
Which college would you like to?
He only called it Trump College. I mean,
what was it about?
Fake. I mean, the government found it to be fake. This was before he was even doing any of this nonsense. I mean, everything he's done, every move he makes, he's been found to have done things that defraud people at every turn.
I can only add this. He is a businessman. That is his meat and potatoes. It's what he's done. His father was a pretty amazing real estate man, and I don't think he's done a horrible job maintaining. He hasn't made all the right choices. He's made lots of mistakes. We all have. And I think we have to have some grace. And I think it's time for us to just start having a little more hope and less judgment. And I think that a lot of people are going to start seeing it the same way I do, and the majority of the world does at this point, because he won by a landslide. That means people are speaking to the fact that they trust him.
Well, he won by 2%.
The jury has spoken.
Yeah. No, the man is president. He won by 2%. Okay. In the swing states, he won
all of them
by 1% in each one.
The underdog.
He won Pennsylvania by what, 4%?
I think it was 2.5. But that it's all small. It's all small. I mean, we've seen landslides in the United States. Richard Nixon beat George McGovern by a landslide. Ronald Reagan won both of his elections by a landslide. I mean, those are landslides. Barry Goldwater was defeated by Lyndon Johnson. It was a landslide. I mean, this is a 50-50 race. The guy won, but it's a 50-50 race.
It was like 4 million or 5 million votes.
It was down to 3 million, and they're still counting, but... And most of those votes that they're counting are in California, so it might be down to 1 million before you're through. But he still wins. He still wins, you know.
Did you expect him to win?
Oh, no. I thought that there was no way in 1 million years that the American people would vote for Hitler. I just never considered that was possible.
Yeah,
we wouldn't vote for Hitler either.
Yeah. You know, but let me say this. I'll never... look at you, at either of you, or any of these voters for Trump in a negative way if the same thing that happened to Richard Nixon happens to Donald Trump. If we get 2 years down the line and everybody goes, wow, look what he's done. And by the way, he is a criminal. And they run him out of the White House. Okay. I'll never say you did it. Never. Because
as
listen.
You shouldn't.
No. I wouldn't. Because here's the thing. I don't believe that you think that you're voting for Hitler. I don't think that at all.
Oh, absolutely not.
No, I don't believe that at all. But again, you know, his niece, who you I understand nobody believes him on Earth 2, but here's the thing. she says he's a psychopath.
Well, we all have our experiences yeah. and opinions.
Yeah.
Not everybody's going to like. There's lots of people that don't like me. Am I unlikable?
No.
Thank you.
No, and let me say this.
We can't take it so personal.
The way I got to know you is through this really terrific guy that we're looking at on the screen, and that's Jim Modlin.
Hi,
Jim. And believe me, when we first met on Facebook, Jim was coming after me.
Oh, I heard about it.
Big time. And I see some other names on here, the John and some other people that have come that also came after me in the same way. But see, here's the thing. It never lasts between people who are just talking a little politics and you know, that's all it ever was. But see, Donald, on the other hand. I mean, he's talking about taking away the license at CBS. He's talking about putting journalists in jail. Talks about you know Bob Woodward. He wants to do things to Woodward. You know, one of our most famous journalists. Yeah, I mean.
Well, can I just say
yeah,
that
say anything you want,
we
for sure.
all have to be held for the words we use. Yeah. We all have to be careful about the lies we spew or what we consider truth but may not be. I can tell you recently I posted something on Facebook about something political, Trump-related, and about fake news. Okay, and I used the term fake news. And one of my Democratic friends, hi, Karen, she's probably watching, said, Amy, I'm not trying to be obnoxious, but what is fake news? And I said, well, I'll tell you, Karen, fake news is when people like you, me, journalists, podcast hosts, take context from a speech or from something, anything, any words, and you spin it and you turn it into fit your narrative. And I hate using these buzzwords because they've been for 8 years, narrative, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, that happens. And I, too, my side, your side, everybody's guilty of this. And I'm big enough to admit that I have seen it on my side because I'm one of those people that likes to look at both sides, if not all three sides, because we know sometimes there's three sides to every story. There's my side, your side, and somewhere in the middle, there's the truth. And I can tell you that several occasions I have seen where the Democrats have said something, oh, Trump said this, it's absolutely ridiculous, it's disgusting. And then I'd go back and watch the full video and think, oh my goodness, like these people clearly are not doing their homework. They're not watching the full video and understanding that was taken out of context. So I made it a personal goal to make sure that I was watching all the Democrat videos as well. And what I realized, Mark, is that we're both being fed the same thing. They're just switching the names around in a lot of cases. And so we're seeing these lies. That's fake news. And yeah, some people need to be held accountable for that because we need to get back to the truth. We need to get back to being able to watch news at night and trust the people are leading us in safe, honest directions. And I just feel like a social media has become such a dangerous place because anyone can be what we call a keyboard ninja and say whatever you want to say and not get held. But I can tell you for a fact, I had over 200,000 followers on TikTok at one point. I made one video about Trump, a funny video. It wasn't anything bad or controversial. And I ended up losing like 70,000 people. And I'm telling you right now, 70,000 people did not delete me. There are sites that are a little more liberal And we just have to admit that there are shows that are a little more liberal. You watch The View, you watch CBS, they're going to say different things, I'm sorry, than Fox. And so, there's going to be lies on both sides. There are lies on both sides. And everyone that lies should be held accountable. Yeah. I mean,
and let's not forget that Fox had to pay almost $1 billion because they lied about the 2020 election. They lied.
What did they lie about?
Well, they lied and said that the equipment was all rigged improperly.
Was working improperly.
They admitted it was a lie. And then they settled for almost $1 billion. They admitted that they were lying. So they said we lied.
Maybe they were saying, we admit we made a mistake.
No, they said they lied.
Wrong information. I don't know because I don't.
No,
yeah,
they,
I don't.
They
I don't
did say they lied.
Specifically, because think if, that they, it was if said
they hadn't, if they hadn't said they lied, they'd have been in court going for about $2.5 billion.
The problem is, I think that people just can't prove it. It doesn't mean it's not true. It doesn't mean that you can't have an opinion about it. But again, like I just said, if you're not sure, you shouldn't be saying it. Like there's times you ask me if I know something and I say, I can't speak to that because I don't know. It would be irresponsible. It would be wrong of me to speak to that. So I just think that, you know, we're in an age now where social media is bigger than anything. It's bigger than life. And there's so many people that have a platform and they use the podium to spew their opinion, their truths, their whatever. And that doesn't mean they're wrong. It just means that maybe they're not right to me or you or we don't agree with it. Doesn't necessarily mean it's a lie. But, yeah, there are a lot of lies out there. Again, both sides.
Okay. So we're not going to lie. We're going to tell the absolute truth. And the truth is that if you go out to dinner tonight at Wendy's, you're going to love the food.
I have to.
Yeah. I mean, they've got at 18,000 Chesterfield Airport Road here in the Chesterfield Valley, they've got wings and they've got smoked meats. They've got hamburgers, cheeseburgers, patty melts. We have to include the French dips, which Greg Carell loves. Also, they've got salads. They're very good. I mean, excellent salad. And they've got my favorite, which is the baby back ribs plus onion rings. I love it. It's a great meal. And they've got outstanding pizza. I mean, this is just a great place to go and eat. And, you know, lots of nice people there, great environment. It's been put together by Ben and his wife, and it's just a great place to go. And that's Wendy's in the Valley. But don't forget, you can go on to Defiance, $29.99 South Highway 94, and get the same great food at Wendy's. Excellent, excellent food. Leslie wants to know if I'm taking calls. So here's what we're going to do, Leslie. I'll get with you here. I'm going to fix it so I can take some calls.
Oh, this should be interesting.
So hang on a second. I haven't been
privy to this before.
That's fun. So let's hit this the right way. There we go. Okay. So Les, after I'm through here, you can call. And, of course, the phone number is 314-471-1968. Now, the next thing I want to do is send people to 4506 Hampton, where they can get great jewelry. And in addition to looking through the store where they've got these cases and cases and cases filled with jewelry, on top of all of that, what they really have is the ability for you to go in and deal with the owner, Al, where you can buy and sell jewelry and coins and just really everything that you could imagine that would involve jewelry. It all works great at Jewels on Hampton. And then the other thing is, I don't know how you are with watches, but I got on my hand here a 45-year-old Seiko gold watch.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's really nice. And you can fix that, too. They'll fix everything, whatever it is. They fix them. They do a great job. That is Jewels on Hampton. Now, if you're looking for clothes, men's clothes, St. Louis Suit Company is on the corner of Forsyth and Central in Clayton. And if you have any doubt as to how great that place is, they've been there for 30 years. So that's pretty good. That gives you some idea. Jay and his son Nick run the place. They do a great job. They've got very, very nice suits and shirts and shoes. And listen, it's getting cold soon. Still hasn't gotten that cold, but it's getting cold. And when it does, you'll want that overcoat. So that's all at the St. Louis Suit Company. And on top of every bit of that, I can assure you that the ties are amazing. Now, here, you're actually in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
You like that tie?
I like that tie.
Isn't that a nice tie?
That's a nice tie.
$5. It's
don't
ridiculous.
Believe it. I don't believe it.
No, nobody believes it. Nobody believes it. But it's true. So, the St. Louis Suit Company in Clayton, you'll love them. And finally, Italian food. You like Italian food?
It's my favorite.
Who doesn't like Italian food? Well, I can tell you that Talena's has not been there for 30 years. Talena's has been there for 40 years. And that Italian food is the best Italian food in St. Louis, where they have lots of great Italian food. But the best is Talena's. And I can also say, and this is my favorite meal, spaghetti and meatballs. They are so good at Talena's, you would not believe it. And then I always tell the story. The last time I was up there, Susan, Mehdi's wife, said, oh, try it with some cheese on top. OMG. Unbelievable. It's got calories. Count on that. But anyway, great food at Talena's in Creve Coeur. That's 141 and Olive, right next to the Deerbergs. That is Talena's. Okay, so we're done with all that. And if my little brother calls in here, we'll see what he's got to say. And don't worry too much about it, because believe me, he thinks I'm nuts. Oh. So, yeah, he thinks I'm crazy. And
can't imagine.
Yeah, but a lot of people think I'm crazy. And well, here we go. Let's try it. Go ahead, Les. What you got to say?
Okay, so let me, can you hear me all right on these headphones?
No, we can't hear you. It's a joke. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. Right. So I'd like to ask each of your guests what they think about the fact that from the beginning, when I heard Trump saying that the media, for instance, is the enemy, do you think that's all right that someone running for president, let alone then becoming president and saying stuff like that, do you think that is all right?
Absolutely. I mean, because at the time, it was the truth. I mean, the media destroyed him.
Yeah, go on. Okay, the media wouldn't be the enemy. The media may not agree with things that you say, or may ask you questions that you don't want to answer, but they're not the enemy. That's not what you want to say about, you know, people that are, you know, citizens of this country saying that they are the enemy. And he said that about Democrats. He said that about, you know, he called people bad names and stuff. How is that for someone that is the president of the United States to behave?
Well, I guess we could ask Joe Biden about all of us being garbage. And I mean,
he didn't say that.
I watched it.
No, you didn't watch it because you're saying that his supporters are just
like the people that work for him are supporting his activities. But no, Joe Biden clearly said him and his support. I'm a supporter. Here.
Well, let's say
That's
this.
Me. Yeah.
Let's say this. Joe Biden didn't say it. But here's the thing. Hillary just about did.
Deplorable.
Yeah, deplorable. Yeah. So
a couple other words, too.
She said it. Okay.
It's on both sides.
Yeah.
Is it less?
Okay, can I say something about that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So, yes, Hillary spoke out of place one time, and so did Biden. But this is something that is a normal thing for Trump. It's a normal thing for Trump to act that way and to call even his opponents that were also running against him, called them names, and that is his behavior. That's his natural behavior.
Okay, wait, hold on a second.
That was Harris's behavior. That was the whole thing.
Hillary's natural behavior.
Leslie, hang on 1 second, Les. Hang on. Go ahead, Jim. Yes. Go ahead, Jim. Say what you were going to say.
She blamed everything on Trump through the whole thing. That's even when she was in that town hall with Anderson Cooper.
Different.
Every time they would ask her a question, she wouldn't answer it. She'd go to, well, Trump should have done this. Trump should have done that. Trump's a horrible person. I mean, that's all she did.
Okay.
Different.
So, Leslie, just hang on. I asked you just a minute. Okay. So first, let me ask you this, Jim. Do you think that there's any chance that Hillary Clinton was eating children in the pizza place in the basement, which, by the way, it doesn't have a basement. But anyway, let's just say they did. Is there a chance that Hillary was eating children?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Are you talking about Pizzagate?
Yeah. They said that this came out of all the Trump business that he was pushing around. That Hillary was eating children in the basement of the pizza parlor, which, come on, we all know that's not true, right?
I think that was in reference to Pizzagate, which is a lot deeper than that. Yeah. There are some conspiracy theorists and some very generally decent people that believe that there are some various activities going on.
But we know that's not true, right?
Well, we hope that's not true. That would be absolutely just awful. Like, I can't even imagine something like that happening in humanity. True. So,
go on.
There are a lot of people that believe that there are some crazy things going on. And who am I to say that there isn't when we know, look what Diddy is doing? Look at, there's a lot of crazy stuff going on in the world right now.
That is all different, though, than what I'm talking about. The regular behavior of Trump is different than Biden saying one thing that he shouldn't have said, as compared to normally how Trump acted.
Well, unfortunately, you're seeing videos that your social media, the algorithm
is videos and wherever you're getting
your information is the same place we're getting ours. But the algorithm shows different sides and
out of his mouth.
Well, and listen, I know he can be a bit brass at times. Listen, he's not the most eloquent speaker. We agree. I'm not an eloquent speaker. But I still get up here and speak because I have something to say. No. And sometimes it doesn't please everyone. But here's my way of looking at it. I'm Gen X. I say sticks and stones. And I say I'm not going to play the victim. You can call me whatever name you want. That doesn't devalue me or my community, the people that follow his constituents, whatever. But unfortunately, I think that we see the Democratic side as being bleeding hearts and taking it way too personal. Does he say some crazy stuff sometimes? Yeah. That's him. And maybe that's what some of us like about him.
Yep, gotcha. So that is different than what I'm talking about. You know, how you say the Dems are bleeding hearts, taking things personal. That's different than saying bad things about so many people that he comes in contact with.
But Leslie, the country doesn't care. Yeah. The country does not care.
Well, no, we care.
They elected him.
The country cares, but
They elected him. They don't care.
I understand. I'm just pointing out how absurd it is. Like, for instance, I'm sorry, what was your name again?
Amy.
So, Amy, if Mark was sitting there calling you names right now, do you think you would just say, well, maybe I'm not understanding what he's saying. I'm taking it wrong. No, it's the same thing. You just got to act.
I would.
In a way. Yeah.
I would say, Mark, I disagree with you.
Yeah.
I don't appreciate that.
But listen, we got four people here and nobody's calling anybody names.
Right.
But my point to what Les is saying is, but Donald can't control himself. He does it all the time.
Well, as a president, there is a way to be presidential. I get it. You guys want to see him in his black suit tie and just tight collared and say the right things.
No.
And don't you dare try and be facetious but listen, that's just who he is. He's a witty man. He says things off the cuff and some people don't like it. Sometimes you just have to tell people to get over it.
You see, they take it as he has wit. You take it as he's not being presidential. And everyone around him told him, you've got to act presidential. And he didn't. So it's different than wit.
But I think he has strengths in other areas that you're not considering because of your hate for his few words that he's chosen to use.
Well, wait a second, Leslie. What are you agreeing to? You say he has strengths in other areas, Leslie? What's your problem?
Yes, he does, Mark.
That's a good question, Mark.
Well, I mean, really, which area would that be?
Well, I'll tell you what.
I mean, we're gonna run you out of the family.
No, I want to hear this.
I think
hold on a second, Michael. We're done with him. Get him out of here. Go ahead, Les.
Yeah, I think I really don't agree with too much of what he says. I could go
Name one thing that you agree with.
Well, I agree in a way that he may be the only one that'll do something about illegal immigration, although he got in the way of Biden doing something because it was to his own self-interest.
But I totally disagree with that.
Yeah. Leslie, you're a Trumper.
Yeah.
Well, I think that I don't think that
he... Okay, let's hear how you disagree.
Because because we all know how bills work. We all know how, you know, when a bill goes up to be reviewed, there's so many things added to it. And for instance, this particular bill was I can't remember the actual number, but it was like billions of dollars again to Ukraine.
Was,
and of course,
it was $90 billion.
Yeah, there were a lot of Democrats that disagreed with it as well. I'm sorry, Jim.
It was $90 billion that they were going to give to Ukraine.
Yeah, it was an amendment or just an addition to the bill.
It was never about the border.
Absolutely.
And let's face it, it was 6 months before the election. The only reason he tried to make it look like he was doing something was trying to get it reelected.
Yeah, I don't want to pass that piece of junk bill anyway, because I want those people across the border. Get them over here.
Well, I know. That's what I differ with you on that, Mark. But
well, because you're a Trumper.
Yeah, right. We can differ on things for sure in our opinions. But one thing, you know, half the country agrees with, and even some people that voted for him know that he shouldn't say and act the way he does. They just think that he has some policies. He's going to make America great again. But I'll tell you, the man is a dangerous man, and I hope we don't find out that to be true in the next 4 years or less.
Okay. He's already been president for 4 years.
We've seen what he did the first 4 years.
I like that point. Less.
He's divided the country tomorrow. That's for sure.
I think by the media divided the country.
And that was Obama that started all that.
I think it was the media that devised this.
I think Obama started it and the media kept it going.
Divided this country.
Well, I'll tell you this. We got another election coming up any minute in 2 years. You may notice that time flies when you're having fun. So,
Mark, who's going to win the House?
Well,
what's your thoughts?
I hope that the Republicans do win the House. And
I mean, I haven't watched anything today.
I'm pretty sure that they're going to win it.
Yeah.
And I hope they do. And the reason I do is because I want to make sure that Trump has absolutely no excuse for the mess that he's going to leave this place with in just 2 years. Because in 2 years, there's another election. In fact, the election's in a year and a half, actually. I mean, it's in 2 years, but it'll all start up in about a year and a half or maybe even less. And so the point is that I definitely do not want the Democrats in charge of the House, because if they are, then they'll get some of the blame.
Well, I
don't
what you're
want
saying.
Any of the blame for this mess.
I hear what you're saying. And I think most Americans, at least the ones that the majority that voted for Trump would agree with you. I mean, he had 4 years already, didn't do any of the things that he's being claimed or that he's being accused of doing.
He tried. Tried to put Hillary in jail.
Well, you know what? They're trying to put him in jail. And I think she probably should have been in jail.
What did she do? Nothing.
Well, she's had plenty of responsibility.
Yeah, I know. She had a conversation on on a some kind of a phone line about her daughter's wedding. Okay, guys, I love you, and we got to get out of here. This has been a lot of fun. It really has. And I'm so glad you could make it into the studio, Amy. It makes a difference. It's nice.
It does.
And so we're glad you came. And let me say that for Wendy's and for Jules on Hampton, for the St. Louis Suit Company and Talena's, I'm Mark Kaysen with Amy, with Jim. And you want to give us that car dealership, Jim?
Autoplexa Afton.
There you go. Okay. And Les was here for a while, too, because, you know, he's Les, not more. Okay. Got to get out of here. This is Showdown. I'm Mark Kaysen. Good night.